We is back for another episode of the Breeding Train Podcast Series. It's your homeboys. I'm Joseph Boyd. He's Patrick Irvin. And we getting down in the cutlass swerving. Everybody know how we do it. If you don't, you stupid. But welcome to the podcast anyway. Because we're going to get down to break it down every day with the flow. Off of the dome. Yeah, I'm bald head, but you know your girl gonna let me bone. Yeah, I said something about sex and lexing, cause you know I gotta get the rex and affection. Cause I'ma pass the mic and Pat tell him what you're doing right.
Ooh.
He's never ready to rap.
Hey man, don't interrupt my pooty time.
Pooty these things.
I got you.
Amen.
Here we go. Hold up. A good boy, you're a bad boy, you're a good, bad boy, you're half good, half bad, bad.
Hey, man, welcome to the Free to Train Podcast Series. I am Joseph Ward. Like I say, he's Patrick Irvin, and this is one of the realest podcast you have ever heard in your entire life. Y'all know this podcast is brought to you by Pax Inc. That's PACTSINC. Make sure you go to the website and check them out, www.pactsinc.org. And make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Subscribe to this Freedom Train Network YouTube channel. Make sure this particular video, that you like the video, you share it, and you comment. Leave your comments in the screen because we got some stuff to talk about today. And then we're on all your favorite podcast platforms. Follow us on Instagram at Freedom Train Network, Freedom Train Network on Facebook. Hey, do us a solid and support the God dang on platform because we out here doing it. We've been doing this thing since 2014 with some OGs in the podcast game. And we just continue to do what we do. Ain't that right, Pat, with the Forrest Whitaker eyes?
Yeah, y'all hit the like button. Know what I'm talking about? Hit the subscribe and share button.
So now that we got our climbing out the way, now we ain't lying, we ain't done. But topics we got to talk about. All right, so we're gonna talk about what's going on with Kyrie Irving, but give another perspective because we ain't really got no issue with what Kyrie doing at the end of the day. But we're gonna talk about the situation, but give another perspective at her overall perspective of basically how do we get to this point to where vaccines are mandated. Who's at fault for that? We got some simp shit we got to handle. We seen a simping ass message that was going through social media. This daddy teaching his son how to be a simp. So we finna break this down. And then there seems to be tension. Well, ain't no seem. There's tension between the manosphere women, these red pill groups, all these people out here trying to be relationship gurus and all these other things here. We see what everybody's doing, but we also see how we're further dividing. Me and Pat in the middle, like, man, what the fuck going on? Like, I don't have a problem with us checking each other, making sure we better. But I do have a problem with people encouraging black men and or black women to not be with each other. And then using lies to justify why they shouldn't be together. So we're going to get into that. So, you know, start it off, spin it back up with this Kyrie thing. So if you been under a rock or you just don't give a fuck. From my understanding, the state of New York has mandated that all employees be vaccinated. Is that correct? The state of New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Kyrie Irving, being a player for the Brooklyn Nets, plays in the state of New York, and he doesn't want to get vaccinated. So, of course, that's an issue for the Nets, because the Nets, like, shit, we're paying you $133 million, bro. We want you on the court. And then also from another standpoint of, well, you know, we came here to win the championship, but also understanding that Kyrie don't want to take the shot. All right. The man don't have to take the shot. Now, there will be consequences for him not taking the shot, but the man don't want to take the shot. The man don't have to take the shot. I don't give a damn. That's his right to choose what he wants. But, of course, the Nets do have a decision and the business decision and all that stuff to make. But let's more so focus on the mandates. And, like, how did we get here? Why are mandates necessary in America? In a land where we're supposed to be, they've been telling us all our life how how much we're number one, how much better than everybody else. No, basically, how much better than everybody else in the world we are. But we can't seem to get this virus under control. And from, in my opinion, and you know, from my viewpoint, I think there are various factors that range from our inability to be disciplined and sit our goddamn asses down to, you know, the government dropping the goddamn ball, to misinformation. You know, those are, to me, those are the three main factors that lead to these mandates. So I kind of want to get into that. So I gave my factors and I gave you a break, you know, lead in on what's going on with Kyrie. So Pat, with you, with the mandates, I mean, you know, we've had a conversations offline, but for those who don't know, mandates, like overall, just starting, what are your overall thoughts on the mandates? Should the mandates happen? Why did they happen? Things like that. What are your thoughts on those ranges?
In general, I don't like the mandates. Mm-hmm. But I do understand why the mandates are in place. If people aren't going to sit still and they aren't going to take precautions, but then they're also not going to get whatever protective measures need to be gotten to prevent the spread of the virus, then you got to put a mandate in place of right. some sort. And so the mandates, as far as for most places, are either get the shot or submit to weekly testing. You have a choice to make. And it's mm-hmm. the same choice we've had to make all along. The government is now just getting to a point, various state governments are getting to the point where they're mandating you make the choice. You're going to choose right. between this way of being safe, or you're going to choose between this way of letting us all know if you're safe or not. And it, you know, like you said, we're in a space where people just don't want to take responsibility or accountability for their actions and their roles. Everybody just wants to do whatever the hell they want to do. And that's fine. If you want to do whatever you want to do, just understand that there are going to be consequences.
Right.
And you might not like those consequences, but you can't say, well, I'm a grown motherfucker, or this is un-American, or whatever, whatever, whatever. Look, it's been mandated that you get shots to go to public schools forever. It's when you join the military, they have mandatory vaccinations that you have to get. And whatever shots you don't have, they don't even ask you. They walk you into that medical facility. They have a stream of medical professionals lined up on both sides, everybody holding the needle, and you walk down the line getting stabbed in both arms with whatever you don't got. So, you know, we can't act like mandating. Right. We can't act like it's new, and at the same time, we can't act like it's unexpected. COVID is still out here killing people.
I think so.
I'm sorry. Corona. Verona.
Calvin, Confucius, Consuela, Constantinople, all that shit. But so I don't like the mandates. I don't like them. We've said that before. But something has to be done about controlling the virus. And we can't have the attitude of, oh, well, shit, it's just going to be here. We can't have that attitude because so many more people are going to die. And yeah, it might not be you who may have severe symptoms from it, or somebody who you know may not die, but that's not the same. That may not be the same for everybody else. So something has to be put in place for us to be able to control this virus. Because let's just be real, before the vaccines came out, I'm in Florida. We've been talking about the whole time. People ain't been sitting their ass down at all. People are not sitting their ass down. People are not chilling out for nothing. They don't give a damn. And see, I think that's one of my biggest issues is people refuse to wear masks, even if they're vaccinated. People refuse to wear masks. People refuse to just chill out. I mean, I understand everything not gonna shut down right now. I understand everything not, but you ain't got to do everything. And we should take some time to let some stuff chill out. And you know, because that's not happening, we do have the virus spreading more, whether you have the vaccine or not. People have to be real about how they are contributing to the spread of this virus, whether you have the vaccine or not.
Mm-hmm.
And because people don't want to be honest about that, you know, here we are in this space where we got mandates. And now those same people who don't give a damn about their behavior and just going to do what they want to do and not going to sit down and don't care what nobody got to say, a lot of those same people are mad at the mandates. But I have to ask, well, how did you contribute? Not saying that the people who are not sitting their ass down have the bulk of the blame, because I gave my 3 points. But how did you contribute to your third? Because we got people, we got the government, and we got a lot of this misinformation. So how's your behavior or your inability to sit your ass down contributing to these mandates that you don't like?
And I would argue that the people refusing to sit their asses down, vaccinated or not,
right,
are the reason we have mandates.
Right. Because, I mean, everybody just out all willy-nilly. Like, I'm in Florida. Fam, you homecoming this week. COVID fucking everybody this weekend. COVID gonna be the winner this weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, people don't like mandates, but people don't like following rules. So we have to look at, once again, we have to look at how we contribute to the mandates, our behavior, our inability to control our behavior, to control ourselves. Yes, Trump's administration has a lot to blame for that, for being dumb fucks. Yes, a lot of this misinformation that people are listening to is contributing to a lot of the spread. Because remember, a lot of y'all smart geniuses was telling people that the goddamn 5G towers are spreading. So, yeah. I'm just saying, everybody want to be real. Let's be real. Kyrie is right here, and this is the perfect opportunity to be real and talk about everything. Yeah, everybody don't like that this man is being mandated to get the vaccine, him and all the other basketball players. Y'all don't like what's going on with him, but y'all don't want to admit to how y'all contribute to the shit that's going on with him. Even him. It's video of him out partying and things at times when, you know, the height of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, how is our own individual behavior contributing to this situation that we don't like?
That's a question that, as a society, we're not mature enough to answer. I'm Mr. No Hope at this point. I don't have no hope in humans to do shit but kill each other. There's two things you can be positive that humans are gonna do. We're gonna fuck each other over, and we're gonna fuck each other, period.
It's like the movie The Day After Tomorrow. Is it no the day the Earth Stood Still with Jaden Smith and Keanu Reeves? Was it Keanu? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Keanu.
And remember how the robots or this alien race was coming to wipe out humanity?
Yeah, it was gonna save the Earth.
Right, save the Earth from humanity fucking up because humanity couldn't get his shit together. And the older guy who was trying to explain to Keanu Reeves that, you know, yeah, human beings full of shit, but on the precipice, we could get our shit together. And I'm just like, I don't even believe that right now. But even that scenario is fucked up, that our total existence has to be threatened for us to get our shit together. Even now, our livelihood and our existence is threatened. We don't give a fuck.
No. Look, there isn't a scenario that exists where humans are going to do what's necessary at the expense of what they want. Because we look at global warming right now. Like, that is, we're on the precipice right now of making the world uninhabitable. How many people?
They don't traffic, give a fuck.
Right, don't like,
fuck. We don't
rush hour is just as bad as it's ever been. You know, like all of these green energies, green transportations, green this, green that, ain't nobody using them shits. Then they make electric cars and they super expensive. Like,
it doesn't
people
make
don't
sense.
Care.
But it also doesn't make sense to, and I can't confirm which companies are doing these, but we know how it go. It doesn't make sense though to say you're building something to save the earth, especially if you have to destroy the earth to get the materials to make the products. So it's like a cycle of dumbass shit.
People don't care. And COVID is just another example of people saying, I don't give a fuck about the earth. As long as I can do what I want to do right now, I don't give a fuck about what happened tomorrow.
As long as whatever's in my bubble is not bothered. All right, man. So the other day, I'm minding my business and Pat put a text in the group chat. First, I ain't look at it because I forgot what I was doing. But then when I looked at it, I was like, man, what the heezy folks sheezy is this? And we call this the simp text. So apparently, it say, my 17-year-old asked if he could go on a date with a young lady from school. He says, this is his fatherly response. And, you know, Pat's coming from the perspective of the father because he's a father. I'm soon to be father, as soon as I find the right club to shoot up. But that's here nor there. So he says, that's fine. I want you home absolutely no later than 7:30. Cool. Public places only. No homes, no private rooms, no nakedness. Cool. Comfort yourself as a gentleman. Yeah, comport yourself as a gentleman, respectful, polite. Cool. Open doors, offer to pay for everything. If it's a date and you offered, yeah. Listen way, way more than you speak. She's the boss. This is where he go left. Listen way, way more than you speak. I don't have a problem with listening more than you speak, but saying she's the boss, you're simply honored she's chose to spend time with your goofy ass. Your job is to be chivalrous, courteous, and kind while simultaneously being protective and strong. You're a man, but moreover, you're my son. Conduct yourself accordingly. Tell him what you got to tell him, bro. Tell him what you got to tell him.
Look, bro.
As a father.
Section 5, I got a whole problem with the whole thing. Starting with listen way, way more than you speak. I don't have a problem with you listening more than you speak. I don't even have a problem with you listening one way more than you speak. But two ways more than you speak?
Way, way.
Like.
It's a conversation.
Right. Like, I got to reposition myself. Look, Mr. Bad Dad, training your son to be a simp that's going to be taken over and abused by all of the women he runs into. How in the fuck is your daughter, his date, supposed to get to know him if he ain't talking? You make it sound like this is an employment contract and he's signing up to be her bodyguard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But she's the boss. You're simply honored she chose to spend time with your goofy ass. What type of bullshit is something that's to say to your son?
See, we was gonna get there.
I'm sorry.
Because no. You're right. You're right, bro. You're right. I just wanted, because I know a lot of people. See, what happens? This is a real creative debate tactic, like logic tactic. You present something that's mildly outrageous. But you present it in front of something that's boldly outrageous. And then people is like, well, this thing is cool. No, all of Section 5 is a problem. All of it. Listen way, way more than you speak. How is she supposed to get to know him? Oh, I get it. In your world, she don't have to get to know him because he ain't worthy of getting to know.
Right. That's he what just we need find to know out her. In the rest right. of it. Right. Right. Because right. he's less than she is. Because he said right. it. He right. said that she's less than he is. That's some fuck shit to teach your son.
So now she's the boss. The fuck kind of shit is that to even introduce why? Into? There is no boss employee dynamic why? In the relationship.
Why? In the real world, to be the boss, that position is earned.
And what
it's a date. Damn, daddy, right. shut the hell out.
But this is right. See, and here's the thing, right? The boss usually is in a position of power over the employees, but the employees is still compensated. What is she, her presence is supposed to be enough? What kind of sucker ass, simple ass son
right.
are right. you raising?
Right. Her presence isn't enough. Can I get to know you? Can I see what type of quality human being you are? Talking about your presence. Come on, man. Stop that.
Right. Like
stop setting your son up to you. He's always going to see himself as less than anyone mm-hmm. means coming in. He's always going to be trying to measure up. He's always going to be feeling like he's playing from behind, like the underdog, and his self-confidence not going to be where it need to be. And you call him, well, she, because you, what he said, you are simply honest she chose to spend time with your goofy ass. Now,
right.
whether you joking or not, that's not what you tell yourself.
The goofy ass is probably a joke. The rest of it ain't.
But still, I understand that it could have been a joke, and I'm not sure how they joke with each other. But in that context, in my opinion, in that context, because you are already telling him his self-esteem and him his value don't mean shit.
Right. He's of no value.
Then you throw that in. And it could be cracking jokes with him, but you know, you already started off wrong. You already went left at Albuquerque.
Yeah, I wouldn't even because I considered the joking angle when I first read it. But when it's read in context with everything else, even if it is a joke, it's a bad joke. You're belittling your son, telling him that he's inferior to this girl. And the bad part is you don't even know this girl.
That's not what type of man these women want. These women want strong, confident men who assure themselves who can handle their business and who won't allow them to run over them.
Like but here's women. The problem. Here's the problem. Judging by the over 100,000 likes and positive comments and shit that thing got, the type of men that people want and the type of men that they're creating are two separate types of men. Because they keep creating suckers like this boy that his dad is trying to create. But they keep saying they want something different. So when do we get to the point where we're actually creating the types of men that we want.
Yeah. Yeah. And we see, you know, we saw a lot of women supporting it. I did see some guys in the comments supporting it as well. And I'm just like, in my opinion, this is a horrible message to tell your son. You could tell your son to be a gentleman. And because, you know, that lesson's supposed to be taught. And I'm not saying he's not teaching his son, but you know, you should be showing your son to be an example of a gentleman for your son to follow. Look, but even in having these conversations, you don't have to like demean your son's worth just to get him to understand that you need to treat a woman with respect and be courteous.
This is what I'm gonna say. I am gonna say that he's not teaching his son the things that he needs to teach his son because he thought it was a good idea to screenshot this message and put it on social media publicly for the rest of the world. So not only is he clout chasing what's supposed to be a respectable moment between the father and son, but he's giving bad advice while he's doing it and giving other people avenues to co-sign and use it as encouragement to spread bad advice. There's nothing cool. Like all of the goodwill that he built up in the first part of that message was utterly destroyed by part five. There's you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, yes, set boundaries. Yes, have respect. Be a gentleman. Create a pleasurable, safe experience for this young lady. This young lady shouldn't leave. Because, you know, for me, when I'm on dates with young ladies, I do my best to give her the best experience that I can give her. I can only give you what I can give. Outside of that, hey man, I don't know what to tell you, but I can only give you the best experience that I can give. I'm gonna bring my 100%. I'm from the South, and I was taught to be courteous, to be a gentleman, to be all these things. But I've also been taught to recognize and know who I am, and be comfortable and proud of who I am, and being comfortable in my masculinity, being comfortable in the strength that I have, being sure of myself, and understanding that I don't have to devalue myself or belittle myself just to make somebody else like me, I don't have to put somebody on the pedestal just to make them feel good about me. If me being me and being the best version of myself isn't enough for you, then that means me and you can't be together. But I would never talk to my son or any other male child in this manner to get them to be a gentleman to a young lady.
I would take it a step, because you're not raising him to be a gentleman. You're raising him to be a simp.
A doormat.
To be a sucker. At the very best, with this type of instruction, he's going to be a sucker. At the very best, he's a sucker.
I'm just saying.
The absolute worst, he a simp.
You just, hey, let her run all over you. Like, I keep hearing women saying they don't want a guy who they could just run all over.
Yeah, but they lying. And this goes back to when we was on a PC show. They lying. People got to stop lying. Because of how many women I know with sons that co-signed this, and I'll be honest, a lot of the women that I know personally that I showed that to, they were like, yo, that's crazy. Go ahead.
Shout out to the homegirl who saw this and was like, this bullshit. Shout out to Dominique.
Right. So, you know, Dominique, Kristen, friend of the show, showed it to her. She said it was bullshit. There's a couple people that have been on the show before that, you know, I mess with on a personal level. They all said it was BS. But that doesn't change the fact that it's got hundreds of thousands of positive interactions all over social media. So, you know, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of not only are you raising a sucker or a simp, you're propagating that type of message. You're also setting him up to always view himself as the inferior and to view the woman as the prize in every scenario, which is a recipe for disaster. But then you run into this space where I'm like, yo, I wouldn't let my daughter date a dude like that. And I wouldn't let my sons be friends with a dude like that. And if I know you and you raising your sons like that, I'm not friends with you, because I can't co-sign that. And I don't want my daughter to be that close to that type of toxicity. That's toxicity to me.
That's like comes off as needy and weak to me.
Very.
Hey, the only way I know how to really get you to like me is to simp, is to lower myself, is to just try to, you know, try to play into the princess syndrome of I have to cater to you and give you everything you desire, and become this unrealistic fantasy for you when I know it's unattainable. So it's because it seemed like it will create one of those relationships where the young man is just giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, and everything in this relationship will be about him giving and giving and giving, mm-hmm. and pretty much getting nothing.
And that's why he's a simp. He's put his son on the spectrum.
I mean, because really, like, what you looking for? Like, what is he getting back? Sex?
He ain't even getting that. In this situation, he's not getting that either. He's getting her attention temporarily. But he's getting.
He's getting friend zone. He might be one of the dudes. He's a friend zone, but he's a dude in the lineup, but still in the friend zone. And when she want to go certain places and don't want to pay, might well get old boy.
Yeah, and it's crazy because we see this all the time. I talk about like athletes, entertainers. But one of the things I've been saying a lot for the past few years is everybody keep acting like having a father in the home is no. A lot of the times, having a father, and especially if a father spreading this kind of message, like I said, he put his son on the spectrum. And for those of you that don't know, I'm not talking about autism or nothing else. I'm talking about the fuckboy spectrum. He put his son on the spectrum. Right? Yeah. Like, why would you do that to your son? Now, I don't, bruh, because I feel like I'm talking in circles now. That shit set me off, because one of the problems we're having in the community is the fact that men are finally starting to get over this type of indoctrination, this type of instruction.
Cause he's gonna be mad when reality hit and be like, "Damn, pops, you set me up."
Yeah, and then the worst part about it, you set me up in public.
But see, that's another thing. To parents, stop putting your kids' life on your timeline. Stuff like that. That should have been the private conversation between him and his son. I don't care how proud he feel that his son going on a date and all this. I don't nobody give a fuck. Keep that, especially the way you exchange. Keep that. A lot of this stuff that y'all feel like we want to see, keep that shit between you and y'all kids. Y'all kids don't want to be on y'all goddamn timelines.
It's telling to me that you need that kind of validation. And I'm going back to the father. Again, this was an opportunity for you to have a real moment with your son. And you chose to use it to clout chase. That's telling to me. Like, and then on top of that, now I'm looking at the scenario and I'm like, well, for you to say this and then put it out there like it's a good thing. So I know you're probably married, right? Hopefully. Hopefully. And if not, then we can gather why. One of the reasons why. Because you're on the spectrum too. Because yeah, it takes somebody on the spectrum to raise somebody on the spectrum.
Yeah, she didn't respect you.
But now this, there's just so much wrong with this. Just on a man level, it's a violation of a few man codes. And that's one of the problems too. Y'all dudes don't be respecting the code.
They don't live by no code.
Ain't out there. That's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. A lot of you motherfuckers is on the spectrum.
But because y'all don't live by no code. Y'all ain't got no guidelines on how you supposed to move out here in these streets. And y'all
and that's why you want
damn thing. No leadership, no guidance, no discipline, no structure. And y'all here fucking up.
And that's why you on the spectrum. And that's why when real dudes come around, they start acting like it's a bitch around. Because you there.
Well, it's like what we was talking about the other day, and because this is gonna bleed into our last conversation, the manosphere, women and red pill and stuff like that, it's bleeding into it. But it's like the conversation we was having the other day, the video I shared was like, well, what's an alpha female? Because I was like, well, because I asked the question, well, what's an alpha female? Because my thoughts of I know an alpha male. Like realistically, not like the definition a lot of folk be trying to use today, but realistically, like the alpha is the baddest motherfucker around. He the motherfucker can't nobody beat. That's why he the alpha. Cause let's be real, we talking about lions or baboons or whatever other animals. The alpha is the motherfucker can't nobody else beat.
But let's also because I understand the way humans use it. But we really need to divorce it from the animal kingdom. Because a lot of the shit...
we're doing it a disservice.
Right. Because the alpha and the animal kingdom, one, it presupposes that there are other males around. Right. And when you talk about a lion and his pride, it's usually only one motherfucking lion. He's not the alpha. He's the only male. There's a difference.
Right. In that scenario, right. He's not the alpha, but he whooped somebody to become that.
Well, yeah. He had to win a fight to take that position, usually. Right. But the fact of the matter is, in those societies where there are multiple males of a species, the alpha is not only the most dominant, but he's also the most caring, the most concerned, and he's taking care of everybody else. He's most diplomatic, the most emotionally intelligent. Well, all of those things.
You know, we talked about how, I don't remember if we talked about this just on personal call or talked about this on the podcast. We talked about how people got these titles of king and queen messed up because you can't say heavy is the head that wears the crown, but think that wearing the crown, with the crown comes entitlement. Because heavy is the head that wears the crown means that you have responsibilities.
Right.
And so there, how do you have entitlement with responsibility and accountability? Because true leaders, true kings and queens, you are responsible for the kingdom, for the empire. You're responsible for the welfare and the well-being of other people. And if other people aren't doing good, especially in this dictatorship, if other people aren't doing good, it's your fault. If other people, if the land is prospering, it's your fault. If the land is fucked up, it's your fault because you're in charge. You are the leader. You're the king, the queen. You're not a queen because you want to be. You're not a king because you want to be. Just being black doesn't make you a king and a queen. There's responsibility, duty, and all those things that come with that title. We got it fucked up out here because everybody want to be a boss. Everybody want to be alpha this, alpha that. Everybody want to do this. But in reality, we're not black America. In reality, fuck social media. In reality, we're not doing as good as social media says. We can't get along. Black men and black women can't get along. And that's a problem.
But that's because nobody's being honest. And everybody's faking. Everybody's fronting. And everybody's clout chasing. And I get it. I understand. Alpha is phonetic alphabet. It's A. You know, really what they're describing is a type A personality. So A, alpha. I get how they could confuse the two.
That's bullshit.
No, I know it is.
Stop stretching. Stop stretching.
No, I'm stretching on purpose.
No, not you, but just
my physical therapist told me that I needed to stretch. So I'm just stretching in all areas, including logically.
Nah, man, like a type A personality doesn't make you an alpha. A type A personality means you're a tight ass.
Pretty much. But notice how in these times asshole has become synonymous with alpha.
It's not because you're still not the baddest motherfucker in the room.
And a lot of the times, here's the thing, right? From what I've noticed, a lot of the times those men that truly are considered men's men, they really don't give a fuck about the peacock.
Because they know they can beat your ass. They already know that.
So the dude running in circles proclaiming himself an alpha is usually not an alpha. That's right. A peacock.
Right. He's afraid, so he's trying to display some stuff to not show his fear.
Right. He want everybody to look at him. The dude has always got to be the center of attention. He's not an alpha. And in some kind of way, because if we're being real about the situation, most of the people that most dudes look up to are not alphas. The athletes, the entertainers, the performers. These people are not alphas. Right. Just because they can move a lot of weight in the gym don't mean they're alpha. Just because you can run somebody over don't mean you're an alpha. It just means you can run somebody over.
Man, what's funny is the other day I was thinking about this conversation right here to myself. And I was like, am I an alpha? Then my next thought was like, man, fuck that shit. Who cares?
That's my view. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if I'm an alpha or not. Like, I ain't got time to be worried about.
Somebody gonna be like, that's because y'all ain't alphas.
Yeah. And so what?
You got this there, buddy.
Look, I really can't be my head, though. You ain't bringing it to me on some crazy shit, I don't even care. And but even if you bring it to me, I still don't care. We gonna handle it it, and then we gonna keep pushing.
You know, I'm joking with that part, but at the end of the day, though, I just, you know, everybody, like all the men seem like all the guys want to be alphas and high value men. All the women want to be boss chicks and alpha females and all these things. But the shit we doing ain't working. Like we have a 22% divorce rate. No, 22. We have a 30% divorce rate for Black America as a whole. 22% as far as self-reported surveys, 22% of Black America, male and female combined, cheat, and that's the highest rate out of all races. Black, according to self-reported surveys, Black men cheat the highest out of all races of men, and Black women cheat out of all races of women. But we know economically we're going backwards. We know relationships have the number of marriages have risen a bit, but they're still hovering around 30%, but you got an 80% divorce rate. So things in Black America aren't going good. Our relations aren't doing good, but we got these manosphere, we got this, I guess you can call it the womansphere, we got these red people, we got all these people on YouTube who got all the answers, but ain't shit working.
Well, and I do plug here. I do talk about pretty much all of this in my book, The Chasm.
The Chasm. You got a copy of it near you?
No, I don't.
It don't matter. Okay.
But I got that Astroglide though. But anyways, one of the things is people aren't really taking the time to think about what they want to do and how they want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So in the woman's sphere, since you said it before the show started, you got the level up channels and all that other stuff, the finesse channels and all that other stuff, where you got women pretty much saying you can be a traditional woman and a modern woman at the same time, and you can find a man that's willing to support you in that role. And then in the manosphere, you have men saying you can be an alpha asshole, not the manosphere, I'm sorry, in the red pill. You have people saying you can be an alpha asshole, you should be this, you should be that, and a woman is going to respect you for punching her in the stomach and ripping one of her titties off and shoving it up her ass.
Well, damn.
And the shit just ain't working, because nobody's putting any thought into what they really want out of life, and then matching that up with what they want out of a partner. You've been given a wonderful example for the last few weeks about a conversation you had in your dealings, where somebody said they wanted to buy, or a young lady or a lady said she wanted to get herself together, buy a house, a car, blah, 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 blah. And then she was going to find a man. But the man needed to have a house, car, and blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, that,
and you asked
that was
her my, one simple question.
Yeah, because that was the question I had for her. And just for ladies in general, if the goal is to, if your goal is to get married. So your goal is to get married to a man who I presume is a good man that got his stuff together. I hope you're going for that man. So if you're going for that man, if you have a house, if you go out and buy a house before you get married, and let's say he has a house, or the idea is to you all get a house together. Now, of course, if you have a house and he don't have a house, you probably can move in your house or whatever. But let's say he has a house. He has a house, you have a house. What are y'all going to do with them houses?
And I know the pat answer, or the sophisticated answer a lot of y'all would give, is we would move into one and rent the other one out. Okay. Who's going to move in with who? And renting your house out is not as easy as the internet makes it sound.
Right. Right.
And you have to be accountable still for paying your mortgage, and taxes. You still have to be accountable for taxes, and you still have to be accountable for making whatever repairs this person makes in terms of damages to your house. You're still on the hook for all of the same expenses and new ones, because somebody's living in that house.
Because it just seems like all the information is that not all of it, but a good bulk of the information is being given to people to set them up to be self-sufficient and independent and rugged individualists and have the idea of, because it's been ingrained in both men and women that we don't need each other. You don't need a man, you don't need a woman. You don't need a man, you don't need a woman. No, motherfucker, right. We need each other.
Right, right.
Black America, we need. Until 1960, our marriage rate was 80%. Until 1960.
Because we understood that we needed each other.
So and you then can't, we didn't. But fuck the color purple narratives and stuff, because let's just be real. Information don't point to the color purple narratives being the reason why black marriages declined in the 1960s. Information don't point to that.
Oh, we know it was the war on poverty and then the war on drugs and
the welfare system, all that.
So the thing I'm saying is, if you're gonna be a career woman, stop looking for a man that is down, that lives his life based on traditional gender roles.
Yes.
Don't yes. do that.
Right. You should get a man with a modern mindset.
Right. Get a modern man that's okay with you pursuing your career. And don't get mad at the man because he's a traditional man and isn't down for you getting a career. Understand that position before you get too serious with him. Well, and on the other end, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and on the other end, if you're a woman that values the traditional mindset and you want to, you know, take that role of being the traditional woman, don't get a man with a modern mindset.
Right. So my thing is, for me, so if she wants to work, cool. I'm not going to argue with you about working. I'm just going to present some scenarios and some ideas and things. We're going to think about this before we commit to it. But, you know, if you are working, because like I was telling some of the young ladies I work with, like, don't you think it's kind of selfish and unfair for you to go out into the world? You go to college, you get yourself together, then you go into the job where you get all these skills, and then when you get to the point, you don't want to use the skills to help the household? Like, if you're working, you're going to contribute to the household in some way. Like, we're going to figure out how much, but you're going to contribute to this household because you're working. Like, your money will not just
Your money ain't just your money.
Right. Because my money ain't just my money, so your money ain't just going to be your money. Now, if you choose not to work and I'm taking care of 100% of the bills, cool. We're going to, like I was telling young lady I'm talking to, we need to set groundwork. We need to set a structure. We need to set guidelines for how we're going to move as a couple. And we need to stick to these guidelines and hold each other accountable to these guidelines. You know, being real and set these things and being real with each other. Be honest about how we're setting these guidelines and be honest enough and disciplined enough and respectful enough of each other to honor the guidelines. And if you feel like you want to go outside the guidelines, let's have a conversation and you do what you do.
But that's where you run into people have to be more mature. They have to really learn how to communicate. They got to know how to do a proper self-analysis to be self-aware, but also not to be quitters, because people give up on relationships far too easily nowadays.
Yeah,
everybody yeah. want the shit to be a Disney movie from start to finish. It don't work that way. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things, though, is even in terms of what we're looking for, like, if you know that you're a career-oriented woman, why are you looking to start a family with an equally career-oriented man?
Right. Y'all not really going to have the time to really spend with each other like that.
Right. And,
if so, you're going to have to make it.
And it's going to create a stress. It's going to create problems. And I'm positioning it this way, because I don't know that the requirements that men have for women have changed all that much. I could be wrong, but from my position, from my purview, it hasn't changed all that much. But the value, the standards that women have for men has, I won't say it shifted, it's remained the same. But their ability to generate a lot of these things has shifted. So it's causing a situation to where, like you just mentioned, so you have a, if you, my position is this, if you own a house and you're not that business savvy, you might not want to be looking for somebody else that owns a house. You might want to be looking for somebody that's renting. That way, when they lease is up, they can move in with you and y'all can make that work. If you are career oriented, you might not want to be looking for somebody that's like, stop looking for what you, I want somebody like me. That's the dumbest shit in the world.
Well, like we keep telling women, we're not attracted to the same things that you are attracted to. So
that's the other thing, right?
So like you making $70,000, $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year. If you're unattractive and you make $200,000, guess what that means? You just a lady who made $200,000 who still is unattractive, and I'm still not gonna hit that. You still have a chance. I don't care how good your job is, you still don't have a chance.
And you'll find some dudes that'll be, because here's the thing, I do think anybody can find anybody to be right?
Well, see, okay, well, let me just say this. So the person you may be attracted to, just because you make that much money, the person you may be attracted to may not be attracted to you.
And that's the thing.
There is somebody out there that's attracted to you, but the question is, are you attracted to them and going to give them a chance? Because the person you like might not just like you.
And that's the thing. And the shit we saying, like, it applies both ways. Like, if you a dude and you want a certain type of female, you have to find a way to make yourself attractive to that type of female.
You gotta get your shit together.
You know, and maybe she like projects, because I do know a fair amount of women that got they shit together, and they don't mind building a man. If you ain't got your shit together, that might be the type of chick you're looking for. Somebody that can help you get your shit together. My thing is just, you need to be aware of who you are, and I know women hate to hate this, but we're going to say it, what you bring to the table.
Right, and find what the man somebody, wants.
Right, and find somebody that compliments what you bring to the table.
Well, I mean, look, anybody, I'm going to just say this, anybody, male or female, who got a problem with somebody asking you about what you bring to the table, or even expecting you to bring something to the table at all. If you got a problem with that, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, because
I do.
Like why I can't know that.
I know what to tell you. Grow the fuck up. That's what I'm gonna tell you. Grow the fuck up. Who the fuck are you? I'm sorry. Language.
Nah, go ahead. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
The fuck are you?
To think that you are above being asked to bring something to a relationship. Your presence is not enough. This goes all the way back to the sucker simp dad. Your presence is not enough. And it's never been enough. And Joe, we talked about this. And I want the listeners and the watchers. I know we got a lot more listeners than we got watchers. Definitely shout out to the podcast people, because if it wasn't for y'all, the YouTube stuff, it ain't.
We got to come up with a name for our audience. We got to come up with a cool name for our audience.
Yeah,
the Raw
Doggers.
I was thinking we're going to call them the Raw Doggers. So, all the Raw Dog crew, what's up?
But all of us know how men in the older generations act. They get around their homies, their friends, another group of guys, and they come alive. Mm-hmm. You ain't never seen your dad smile or laugh as much as you saw him when he was with his homie. When he was just in the house, he was stoic. He was always tired. He ain't talked that much. This ain't just like my dad. This is like everybody dad that I knew of growing up. All of our dads was the same dude. It's weird, right? Like, it's like they came out of a factory.
Yeah.
And they don't talk, so you don't really understand what's going on. I'm going to tell you what's going on. They have accepted the fact that they have been beat down. And so now it's a drain just to be in the house. Because 9 times out of 10, the shit that they want, they're not getting. And the shit that they're getting is shit that somebody else told the people in that house that they wanted. It didn't come from them. It came from somebody else. But they weren't. They didn't feel comfortable speaking their truth about it. So they just shut up and took it. And a lot of these, not all of them, I'm just saying, a lot of these dudes were beat down in these relationships. They didn't tell the woman they was with, I don't like this. Can we do this? Can we try this? They just started taking whatever they got. And it beat the life out of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why a lot of them act like that. And I'm not saying all. I'm saying that's why a lot of them act like that. They gave up.
But remember, like we talked about this a lot, and especially in the past, like the idea of what a man and a father was that was given to us, or the image that was given to us through sitcoms is, you know, usually the middle-aged, heavyset guy who don't really have it no more. That mm-hmm. you know, his wife pretty much got him by the balls.
Mm-hmm.
He raises his voice, but she really wears the pants. She's the mm-hmm. she's the smart one. She's the one.
He has the illusion of control. She has real control.
He just a real big meathead that's just there to
do provide a paycheck.
Yeah, do the stuff she don't want to do, and it's like you know, that's how the saying "Happy wife, happy life." That's what helped. That's one of the things that helped it float. But happy wife, happy life led to 80% divorce rate in our community. So, I mean,
yeah, because people are only going to take, at some point, self-esteem culturally is going to self-correct. And that's what's happening. Your presence, your grandma's presence was enough for your grandpa. Your mother's presence may have been enough for your dad. Your presence is not enough for him. His presence is not enough for you. Y'all both have to bring something to the table. 20, 30 years ago, a woman could say, I am the table, because men weren't making any other demands. And they were allowed to say that, and they were allowed to put themselves in the position of saying, I bring everything to the table, because it was considered unmanly to say otherwise. That dynamic has changed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you know, especially with the idea of women being equal to men, not the movement, equity movement. But that goes with what you're saying. You can't move in one space, or you can't move in the traditional space, but then try to be quasi modern.
Right.
Like, that's not going to work. Like, you're either traditional or you're modern. Like, you're not a traditional modernist or a modern traditionalist. No, one or the other. Because basically you're saying, I want all the benefits of one without having to put in the actual work to get right. the benefit.
And that's the problem. And that's also accentuated by all of these simp-ass movies with dudes talking about all you got to do is wake up. I'm going to be there for you no matter what, blah, blah, blah. No, that all of that is cool when it's returned. And understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying a man shouldn't do these things. I'm saying that if a man is going to, and I'm talking specifically to men now, if you're going to do these things, make sure that it's reciprocated, an equal value, in a way that you want it to be reciprocated. Stop being dictated to.
If you are in a relationship with a woman and you can't fully express yourself as a man, you don't feel comfortable being a man, you can't stand up as a man, you can't defend yourself or even dig your heels in and all those things, you can't compliment your woman, you can't lead your woman, everything is about just you, I guess, catering, serving, or just being at someone's beck and call. If that's what's going on, then you're in a bad situation. Like, relationships should be reciprocal. It should be an exchange of pleasantries. And, you know, yes, you're gonna have your ups and your downs. Real relationships are about work, commitment, and all those things there.
Yeah, but, duty, doing the work.
That should be an exchange where both parties are being pleased about what's going on overall within the relationship. And then if that's not happening, Because it's funny, like one of my coworkers, she talks about how now when I get off work, I got to get home and cook my husband dinner. You know how many women would flip their lid just by hearing that? But guess what? Mm-hmm. He does his part, she does her part. So she don't mind getting home and cooking dinner. Because guess what? He taking care of what he need to take care of.
And that's the thing, right? That's the other thing, right? People need to stop listening to all of the talking heads, including these. And they need to understand it. Figure out what your partner values.
Talk to your partner.
You know, like, because you listening to social media, like, so for me, for instance, you listening to social media would get you fucked up about me. Because I can clean my own shit. I don't need nobody to clean up. I can cook my own food. Joe and I, we had this conversation. Chances are, I probably cook better than you do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but and we're saying this referencing to the idea of conversations we had with women and just answers we've heard from women when asked the question, what do you bring to a relationship? And they talk about, I make a house a home. And they ask, well, how do you make a house a home? And basically, their answer basically is interior decoration. They don't literally say interior decoration, but they describe how they decorate the interior of the home, and that makes it of the house, and that makes it a home. And we like, well, interior decoration doesn't make a house a home. That just decorate.
But the thing is, you know, again, you gotta find what your partner like. And you gotta do that. So you making me a plate, you don't get no points for that. Cause I don't really care. And when I say I don't care, I truly don't care if you make me a plate or not. I don't care. So if you make me a plate thinking you do everything around here, I'm looking at you crazy. Like, you ain't did shit. So just, you know, but we got to get back to that space and stop with these one size fits all solutions. Yeah. Men,
it's not all about women.
Yeah, not all women want to be stroked the same.
Basically, at the end of the day, like he just said, I'm just saying it in real nigga terms. Just shut out all the goddamn noise. Sit down with your partner. Talk to your partner. Get to know your partner. Learn your partner. And do what your goddamn partner like. And stop listening to motherfuckers like us and everybody else. But listen to this part and do what your partner say. But stop listening to everybody else, including your goddamn family members. Fuck everybody else. And do, especially
right,
if you and your partner got something good going on, don't ruin it listening to everybody else.
Right. And do that for every partner you end up with.
And stay one. Now listen to this. Stay away from anybody encouraging you, whether you're male or female, to not get with. If you're a black man, somebody tell you not to get with black women, fuck them.
Yeah, stay away from those.
If you're a black woman and somebody trying to encourage you not to get with black men, fuck them. Stay away from those type of people, because those people are enemies to our community. There's no way you could build a community or build a nation or build anything without families.